Number 158, the border guard. The robust rider stopped his horse on top of the ridge and looked down. To his left he could see the lake, and to the right he could see the Rococo manor house, where the local aristocrat lived. He knew that the interior was very ritzy. No other building in the area could rival it. He rode towards it, riding through the fruit trees decked with fruit that was beginning to ripen beside the rill that flowed down the slope. He was a rookie border guard, but had lived in this area all his life. He knew every rolling hillside and every rivulet. He knew the local riffraff, and he knew where fish hatched their roe. He had enjoyed some rollicking romps with his childhood friends in this area. They had engaged in such riveting activities as skimming stones across the water of the nearby lake, creating riffles. Indeed, roistering by the lake had become a Saturday afternoon ritual, and making a stone skip on the water 6 times before sinking became a rite of passage for the local boys. Those who couldn't manage it were subject to ridicule. Of course, this riotous behavior roiled the fishermen, sitting in their boats, which were occasionally rigged with a rigid mast and sail. If a stone rippled the water too close to them, they were riled and shouted their rightful annoyance with rigor at the boys. There was a kind of rivalry between the fishermen and the boys over who had the right to use the lake. This rivalry almost resulted in a few riots as the two groups came close to clashing. The border guard climbed off his horse to rinse his face in the brook. He noticed that the rind of some fruit lay on the ground. Someone had grabbed a quick snack. A ringlet of his hair dropped forward. Suddenly, he heard something rip or rive loudly. It came from the manor. Theft was unfortunately rife in this area. Thieves would rifle through people's homes, disregarding what was righteous. He approached the manor stealthily. The riven front door was open, and he could see rifts in the window frames by the rivets. A chair, a rocker, lay in pieces by the door. The border guard could hear rigmarole inside the manor and drew his pistol from under his robe. When he entered the manor, he saw the owner and his wife. They had forgotten their keys and had been locked out.